Lord of the world has crossed the threshold, and it's overturned the order of the soul. This is the world's last podcast. Welcome back. How was your week? Okay. Okay. Good. My week was as exciting as I can stand. I've been interacting with my neighbor. That's going better than I would have thought. It's not something I did, talking to my neighbors, before the calamities, but it's something I guess I'll have to do now. I'm so tired of moving. As you know, he left me that can of lentils. I had to get rid of the can in case he came around again. I buried it in the back because I didn't want him finding it or seeing it out. Anyway, when he came by, he kind of pantomimed a question about whether I'd eaten them. Yeah, he made a motion of, like, spooning something into his mouth, and then he shrugged. Then I nodded, and I pointed at my stomach, and then smiled. I think that's my first nonverbal lie. He didn't leave after that, and I couldn't figure out how to pantomime or gesticulate the idea of, well, thanks for coming by, I'll see you later. He just hung out and started pointing at things and saying words in Spanish. That's when I realized he was trying to teach me Spanish. This lesson went on and on. It was kind of pointless, but I did record some of it. So, here I am, not learning Spanish.
¿Qué es esto?
That's your finger.
No, esto. Eso.
Oh, you pointed at something. That is a table?
Eso es una mesa. Mesa. Dilo.
You know, I don't think I'm going to learn this language if we go thing by thing. There are too many things. There are an almost infinite number of things. Tables, chairs, plates, shoes. And those are just tangible things. There are also a ton of intangible things, like justice, reason, quality, value, and convenience. We'll never get them all.
Esto es una mesa. No creo que vayas a aprender un idioma si es un discurso cada vez después de cada palabra. Vale, sigamos.
Now I made that recording at the end of a few hours. The lessons haven't stopped. He keeps showing me thing after thing. Ash, scar, shell. I wish I had something to take notes with. It's frustrating. I still have no idea what his first message was about. But he seems safe. Still, after a few days of these lessons, I had to get away. I decided to take another trip on the LA Blue Line. As you know, if you've done it, that took most of the day. And although I heard a lot of Spanish, nobody was trying to teach me how to speak it. I went all the way down to Long Beach. The Blue Line only goes two places. And I met someone who I knew from before. This guy I met, he had been homeless before. That was something. There used to be people who lived outside all the time. I want to say there were more people than houses, but that wasn't the reason why. You used to have to pay to live indoors, and a lot of people couldn't pay, so they lived outside, especially in LA. There were so many homeless people here that I seldom learned their faces. There seemed to be new ones every day. But I remember this guy. He came up to me in the old days and started telling me his story. It wasn't really a story. He just said, I'm out here because I'm a shy guy. Can you imagine being a shy guy and being stuck in this situation? Having to beg as a shy guy? That stuck with me because I'm a shy guy too. I told him that. He said, "Oh man, it's hard. You be a successful shy guy. Prove it can be done." Well, I remembered him for those words, and because he had exactly two teeth. They were the two in the front bottom, I don't know, plate or gum thing, you know, right under the bottom lip. Two teeth. When we were on the train last week, he recognized me first. I don't know what distinguished me for him, but when he started talking to me, I noticed those two teeth. It made me wonder if he'd been seeing a dentist. I still have all my teeth, but I do keep thinking about them rotting away. That's all they do after they grow in. But it's been years, and he still has those too. Someone has to be taking care of them. So I was thinking about the dentist, and he was telling me about all the crazy things he's seen. Everything he described, he called it the craziest thing I've ever seen. When I hear those words, I always think of what I used to call the craziest thing I've ever seen. And this is something from childhood. I was at the LA County Fair. They had a booth there that said, "Piano Playing Chicken." It promised that when you put a quarter in, a chicken would come out and play the piano. I put a quarter in, of course. It was as advertised. The chicken played a piano. It did a terrible job, and it wasn't even a piano. But that's not the crazy thing. The crazy thing is what I imagined when I heard or read the words "piano playing chicken." That was a chicken in a top coat and tails playing like a little baby grand. The wing tips were like the hands. It wasn't a cartoon image, but it was like a real chicken playing a piano. It was in my mind, but it's still the craziest thing I've ever seen. So, I was thinking about the dentist and that piano-playing chicken, and my formerly homeless friend kept talking, and when he was done, he patted me on the shoulder and walked away. Now, he used to ask me for money. I used to give homeless people money, sometimes. I did it randomly, the way nature gives us our gifts and deficiencies. Sometimes it was rewarding for me. Once I gave a dollar to this deaf guy. He was so happy, he did this gesture I'll never forget. He put his thumb and forefinger together, and he put that to his lips, and he inhaled and grinned. Now that was a sign that everyone understood. It meant he was going to have a great time. Whenever I wonder if I should help someone or not, that image pushes me towards helping them. Well, the train made it to Long Beach without incident this time. I got out with the crowd and we all walked down to the water. It's different. Most people stood. Some people openly wept. A day at the beach isn't what it used to be, but it's still good to get out of the house. This is the world's last podcast. Let's get back to some of our old features. I mentioned how the world has changed, but it isn't all for the worst. This is things I don't miss. One thing I don't miss is politics. Say what you want about the authority, but say it in private. There used to be a lot more talk about politics before, and most of it was just pointless. It was controversy after controversy. Here's the last controversy I remember. A lot of people blamed President Palin for the second calamity. Listen, I didn't vote for him. I remember the arguments. It was unconstitutional. He was way too young, among other things. Then the opposition started talking about birth certificates and microfilm. At that point, and you may not realize it now, It didn't make that much difference. And say what you like about President Palin, when he spoke about his love of the country, his famous ice cream and nectarine speech, it was true. There is no way to argue that he didn't mean what he said. And in those times, when the climate was out of control and universal doom seemed certain, people wanted to hear that. I liked hearing it. I never thought of presidents as anything more than a TV personality. They were all for war by the end. They were all for cars. The planet seemed to be in an unstoppable warming cycle. Little did we know that in a few years' time, we'd have metallic plants that used up carbon at a rate never imagined, and many other things never imagined. We thought everyone was going to die. But in the end, it was just most people who died. So, politics was just something else to look at while the whole thing burned. I don't miss the frivolity of it. I don't miss the jokes about it. All the "these guys are real idiots" jokes, when everyone knew that with the public we had, we could never have better people in charge. And even if we had better people in charge, our problems couldn't be solved. It was tragic. And I don't like a tragedy where someone makes a joke to lighten the mood. It's right to feel sad sometimes. But our politics kept us laughing when we should have been crying. This is the World's Last Podcast. If you have listened to all of the episodes, and why would you not? You know that I plan to do some readings once in a while. I found some old material that the owner of this house had printed out from the internet. A lot of people made these kinds of archives. I don't think most of what this guy saved should have been preserved. I destroyed a lot of it. If you got the flavor of that story I started reading a few episodes ago, you'll understand why. But it wasn't all bad. This is a piece that's kind of political. We're talking about politics. Or at least it's not as creepy as most of what I've found in this office. It's an email message with another message inside. Here goes. This is the email part of it. His friend writes, "I thought you might enjoy this. I know you collect all sorts of things besides our..." I'll skip a few lines here. It's from a forum about gardening, of all things. "I was looking for reviews of garden aerators and stumbled across a debate. It went on for page after page. I was surprised to find myself reading it, but it got so bitter that I just couldn't stop myself. Finally, someone made the big comparison, and this comment came as a response." Now, this is the message inside a message. "Dear world, perhaps I'm not in the best position to complain about anything. You may fairly say that I'm the last person in the world or under it who should complain about anything. After all, the world heard many of my complaints, and when I was in a position to rectify some of them, the results were less than stellar. Nevertheless, I have one request. Please stop comparing things to me. Stop comparing people to me. No one is quite like me. Some people are very strident in their arguments. Some people make long speeches. But none ever go quite as far as I did. Also, very, very few people have the resources to put their ideas in practice the way I did. You might say I ruined that for them and for everybody. Yes, some people are evil, but there are lots of evil people to compare them to. For variety's sake, you might try some of them. Why doesn't anyone ever mention any of the Roman emperors? Most of them were just awful, but people still go and look at statues of them. Why is that? They've been dead longer than me, but I assure you, I'm no less dead. Is it because they were mostly capable administrators? Okay, they have me beat there. Listen, I took things to extremes all the time. Have you ever seen one of my speeches in its entirety? No. It's because they are literally unwatchable. I guarantee you, there is no one in public life today who is as unbearable on screen as I was. I can assure you that no one in private life is as threatening. In short, I was a one-time deal. Unless the 20th century comes back in style in a big way, no one is ever going to be like me. The analogy always fails. Please stop using it. Yours truly, Adolf Hitler. And that's our reading for this week. I don't have an announcement from the authority. Ramblin' Dan told me that I might want to wait around at the exchange because someone from the authority wanted to talk to me. But it was already late afternoon and I didn't want to be outside after dark. I'll go earlier this week and maybe I'll have something from them for next time. Until then, take care of yourself. This is the world's last podcast.